we just have a big bunch of lighter. Mm-hmm. More than that, of course, later years we burn it, we put oak, buy saw oak wood logs, you know, put it back there. It lasts a long time. But that lighter would flush it quick, you know. Mm-hmm.
Would you ever have a name for a big log that you might, one big log you might put?
Back log?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, back log.
Uh-huh. What was the purpose of a back log? Was it just to burn a long time? Or?
Yeah, it was, in other words, I guess when where the back log come from must have been before too many matches, maybe. Mm-hmm. Way back when they wanted, had to keep something there so they could start back up next morning without any matches, maybe, or something. Mm-hmm. Like that could have been. That was a lot of times I have got up in the morning and just rake it cold around, you know, and put a splinter in there and catch right up. Mm-hmm. Blow it. I remember when I was real small, my granddaddy, like I say, he was born in 1833. Mm-hmm. And he was getting old when I was just a small boy. And he'd sit around the fireplace a lot. Mm-hmm. And I remember one of my aunties, one time, he lit his pipe with a fat lighter splinter.
Uh-huh.
He economized. He didn't throw nothing away.
Uh-huh.
So he had a splinter, and he, one day he had that splinter, you know, and it would burn his hole in wrong end. He was going to light his pipe. And she said it was his son's wife.
Uh-huh.
Said, "Mr. Middleton, you're going to burn your finger." Of course, uh-huh. He couldn't hear. He says, "I don't know what you say." So she told him two or three times. Directly she said, "Well, you'll know directly." And by that time, the fire hit his drink. We had trouble experiences back in the day.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a man was your grandfather?
He went to school 3 days in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And he had 13 children.
Mm-hmm.
From six wives. He had six wives.
Six wives?
Never divorced neither one of them. He buried them all, but the last.
Wow.
And he gave each, every one of them children a lot of land apiece, which consists of 250 acres.
Wow.
And he was, like I say, he went to school 3 days in his life. He was a terrible man, really.
Uh-huh.
Must have been.
Hmm. Had six wives, that's incredible.
And lived to be 91 and killed himself.
I guess if you lived to be 91, you know.
Yeah, I remember him good.
Uh-huh. Did he wear a beard, do you remember?
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was it pretty long?
Oh, well, he'd come and go with it sometime. He'd wear it down here sometime, and then he'd cut it off sometime.
How would you describe him, clothes he wore and things he did?
Well, he's a very comical fella. I mean, he kept you laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And of course his clothes, I'm sure most of them were homemade.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember about that, just pants. Mm-hmm. He didn't wear no overalls. He just wore pants and shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a small man, he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
No big man.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that until, I don't know, it's been several years now, but when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
he sung all these songs that Stephen Foster wrote.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only man I've heard sing one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But he sung all them songs, and mm-hmm. I remembered them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, I guess 35 years or 40 later,
mm-hmm.
I saw the picture
mm-hmm.
of Stephen Foster.
Mm-hmm.
And all them songs was in that show. And I remember that one of them, see.
Uh-huh.
Had never heard nobody else sing one of them but him.
Uh-huh.
So I guess he was living right along by that time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Stephen Foster wrote a lot of that stuff just right over about what, middle South Georgia?
Well, he wrote about, you know, he wrote, some of them said he never went to the Suwannee River.
Oh, really?
You know, he wrote about it.
Huh?
And in the picture, he made like him and his
uh-huh.
wife rode down it on the steamboat, you know.
Uh-huh.